England School Logo Uniform Rules. 2026, cap on specified items and parent responses. Schools in England may require some logoed or specified uniform items, but they must also consider cost, supply arrangements, and access to secondhand items. From September 2026, required branded items will generally be limited to 3, although an exception including a tie may apply at secondary level. Schools cannot make unlimited demands that all uniform be purchased from a specified supplier, simply because it bears the school logo. From September 2026, required branded school uniform in England will generally be limited to 3 items. If a tie is compulsory at secondary level, the cap on branded items may be 4, including the tie. Even without a logo, an item may count as branded if it has a distinctive color or design or is available only from a specific supplier. If you object to the policy, first check the uniform list and the basis for its costs, then use the school's formal complaints procedure and the guidance routes on gov.uk in order. Schools in England can set uniform policies and require students to wear certain designated items. However, that authority is not unlimited. When setting uniforms, schools and academy trusts must consider the total cost, whether items can be purchased from other retailers, access to secondhand items, and equality duties. In particular, from September 2026, a statutory cap will apply to the number of branded school uniform items that schools can make compulsory. Therefore, even if logo-bearing products are listed in admissions information, it is necessary to distinguish whether each item is genuinely compulsory and how many count as branded items. Scope and effective date to check first these rules concern the relevant school system in England, not the whole of the United Kingdom. Scotland, Wales, and Northern Ireland have separate education policies and support schemes, so the same standards cannot be applied directly. As of August 2026, schools must continue to follow the existing statutory guidance on school uniform costs. The new cap directly limiting the number of compulsory branded items will apply from the school year beginning in September 2026. The key changes are as follows. Category before September 2026. From September 2026, number of branded items, no uniform numerical cap. But the number must be kept to a minimum, generally a maximum of 3 secondary level tie necessity and price considered under the cost guidance. If a tie is a compulsory branded item, the maximum may be 4, including the tie cost principles consider total cost, competition among suppliers, durability, secondhand items, etc. Item number cap, added to the existing principal school's authority over uniform schools, may set uniform and appearance policies authority remains, but must be exercised within the new cap. Schools may voluntarily apply the new standards earlier, but the standards for decisions before and after. Statutory implementation need to be distinguished. Can schools require logo-branded uniforms only? They can for some items. For example, a school may designate a jacket or sweater as an official logo item and state that it is compulsory. However, this does not mean that it can require designated versions of every shirt, pair of trousers, skirt, pea kit, coat, and bag. When designating branded items, a school should be able to explain why the item needs a school-specific mark, why it is difficult to replace with a product from a general retailer, whether the price and quality are appropriate, whether there is a need to require purchases from only one retailer. Total cost of buying multiple items to allow for growth, washing, and loss, whether secondhand items are genuinely obtainable from September 2026. Separately from these cost considerations, the number of compulsory branded items must not exceed the cap. The new standard does not ban branded uniforms altogether. It narrows the range of items that schools may designate as compulsory. What counts as a branded school uniform item? Branded items are not limited to clothing bearing a logo. Conditions that make an item effectively impossible to replace with one from an ordinary retailer are also important. The following may be treated as branded items: a jacket or sweater displaying the school logo, crest, name, or distinctive symbol, a skirt or pair of trousers made with specific stripes, trim, fabric combinations, or distinctive colors, a tie with a school-specific design PE kit whose specifications are restricted so that it is available only from a particular supplier, an item with no visible logo where the school permits only one designated product by contrast, items such as a plain white shirt, standard gray trousers, or black shoes, generally do not count as branded items if ordinary. Products can be purchased from multiple retailers, and no specific design is required. When counting items, the actual purchasing restrictions should be examined rather than the names used in the school's guidance. Even if an item is described as standard PE kit, it may be a branded item if only a particular color combination and a sole supplier's product are accepted. How to distinguish compulsory, recommended, and generally substitutable items, because the wording in a school's uniform list may be unclear. It is useful to read it by dividing items into the following three categories. Classification, meaning wording to look for compulsory designated item, a school-specific product that students must wear, must, compulsory, required, only available from recommended item, a product recommended by the school, but for which an equivalent alternative may be allowed, recommended, preferred. Optional, generally substitutable item, a product that can be purchased from an ordinary retailer as long as the color and form match plain. Generic, available from any retailer. The phrase, available from the school's retailer, alone does not establish that an item is compulsory. Conversely, if an item is labeled recommended, but students wearing ordinary alternatives are penalized in practice, it is necessary to check whether the school's practice is consistent with its written policy. The distinction is easier to make by reviewing the following materials together. The latest uniform policy on the school website, the compulsory and optional lists. In admissions information, the designated retailer's product lists the full purchasing list, including PE kit, bags, and coats. Information on secondhand uniform sales or exchanges. Can schools require the use of a single designated retailer? Designating a sole supplier is not always prohibited. A school may select a supplier to provide logo embroidery, ensure consistent quality, or maintain a reliable supply. However, the school must review whether the contract provides parents with appropriate prices and quality. Routinely maintaining a contract without competition or requiring items that could readily be ordinary products to be purchased from a sole retailer may conflict with the purpose of the cost guidance. Factors to consider when appointing a designated retailer include whether the supplier was selected through a fair and competitive process, whether prices and quality are compared periodically, whether families that find online purchasing difficult can also access the items, whether alternatives are available in the event of stock shortages or delivery delays, whether logo application services can be separated to offer lower cost options, whether the contract unnecessarily turns additional items into branded products. The issue, therefore, is not simply whether there is only one retailer, but whether the scope of the sole supplier arrangement is necessary and whether the resulting total cost is reasonable. Secondhand uniforms and protections. When policies change, schools must make practical arrangements for secondhand uniforms to be available and clearly explain how to access them on the school website or elsewhere. Schools do not need to sell the items directly. They may be provided through parent groups, charities, or exchange events. Simply stating that donations are accepted may not be sufficient. For the scheme to be accessible, families in need must be able to find out about stock, prices, how to apply, and where to collect items. Schools should also avoid requiring existing items to be discarded immediately when uniform designs or suppliers change. Schools should generally consider a transition period during which existing uniforms may continue to be worn, whether different transition dates should apply to current students and new students, the value of uniforms intended to be passed down to siblings, stock of new items, and the availability of secondhand items, ways to seek the views of parents and students before making changes. Hidden costs should be assessed by total cost of ownership, not item price. Assessing the burden based only on the listed price of one uniform set can overlook the actual cost. For growing students, replacement cycles, washing frequency, delivery charges, and the number of spare items required are all part of the cost. For example, even a designated shirt that appears inexpensive may impose a greater burden on households if it must be worn every day and several are needed. Conversely, if one relatively expensive jacket can be used for a long time and is actively traded secondhand, the total cost may be different. The following questions are useful when reviewing a school policy. How many of each item needed daily must be purchased? How long does washing and drying take? If the child grows, will the item need to be replaced during the school year? Are delivery charges or logo embroidery fees added separately? Are separate designated items required for PE classes and club activities? Is a low-cost replacement immediately available if an item is lost? This total cost of ownership perspective reveals burdens that are not apparent from simply counting the number of logos. Religion, sex, disability, and uniform rules uniform policies concern not only cost rules, but also duties under equality law. Schools must consider religious dress, sensory or wearability issues arising from disability, unfavorable treatment based on sex, and the need for reasonable adjustments. Even if a particular rule is written to apply equally to all students, it may place some groups at a greater disadvantage. Schools may give reasons such as educational objectives, safety, and community identity. But they must also consider whether the restriction is necessary and proportionate. Sanctions for breaches of uniform rules must also follow separate behavior and disciplinary policies and lawful procedures. Automatically applying the same sanction without checking for financial hardship, ordering delays, loss, disability, or religious reasons may compound the problem. What to check when challenging a school's response for uniform-related issues? It is appropriate first to compare the facts with the written policy and then raise the matter through the formal process. Check the latest policy. Review the school website for information on compulsory items, optional items, designated retailers, and secondhand items. Count branded items. Count the compulsory items, including not only logos, but also distinctive designs and products available only from a sole supplier. Request a written explanation. Ask why ordinary products are not allowed, how prices are reviewed, and whether a transition period will be provided. Use the school complaints process. If the matter is not resolved by the response from the class teacher or school office, submit a formal complaint under the published complaints procedure. Request review by the governing body. Proceed to the next review stage with the body responsible for the policy, such as the governing body of a maintained school or the academy trust. Check external routes. After completing the school's internal process, consult the school complaints guidance on gov.uk to identify the appropriate organization for the type of school and issue involved. The Department for Education is not a general appeals body that reconsiders every individual decision made by a school. However, concerns that a school has failed to comply with a statutory duty or has not properly followed its complaints procedure may be raised subject to specified conditions. Ofsted also does not generally resolve or award compensation in individual uniform disputes. Attaching the following materials to a complaint is more likely to clarify the issues than an emotional assessment. A dated copy of the uniform policy, a complete list of items described as compulsory comparative prices from the designated retailer and ordinary retailers' emails exchanged with the school-specific circumstances in which secondhand items were unavailable the date of the policy change, and records showing that the use of existing uniforms was refused conclusion schools in England may require certain designated uniform items to promote school identity and manage student conduct. However, they do not have broad authority to restrict every item on the basis of a logo or designated retailer. From September 2026, compulsory branded items will generally be limited to 3, or a maximum of 4 at secondary level, only where a compulsory tie is included. Importantly, even without a logo, an item may count toward the cap if a distinctive design or sole retailer condition means that it cannot be replaced with an ordinary product. Ultimately, the presence or absence of a logo is not the only point to check. It is also necessary to examine whether the item is genuinely compulsory, whether a product from another retailer can be substituted, whether the total cost is reasonable, and whether secondhand options and transition periods are provided.